Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A new child care center with a unique mission has opened in Pella, the Yellow Iron Academy. Let's go in-depth with Mindy Vandenbosch with Vermeer and Michelle Butler with the Yellow Iron Academy. Well, Mindy, what a great facility here, the Yellow Iron Academy. That's just beautiful, wonderful new opportunity for the children in town.
Yes, thank you. We're really excited about how the facility turned out. We worked with an architect group out of Des Moines to design it to look like the farm, an extension of the founder's farm. And I think it looks beautiful, and it's already finishing touches before we're ready to have an open house next week.
And it's just the fourth barn, right?
Exactly. Yep. It's got the same, if you look at architecturally, it's got the same pitch line of the other barns.
And so tell us a little bit about it. Why was this created?
Yep. I was looking back at my notes, and actually back in October of 2011, we had a meeting to talk about other potential buildings at Vermeer, and one of the top requests or needs was a child care center. And when I looked at kind of what our vision was back then, I think it's really neat because the vision is still the same today. And we really talked about having a unique and educationally focused center. And some of the benefits we felt that would help our employees would be a flexible schedule. We work very early hours, and a lot of employees have said it was hard to find childcare that early in the morning. So we're open at 5:30 in the morning for employees to drop children off before their start time. We also wanted it to be an area or a retention tool to make sure that our employees feel it as a benefit and it's something that keeps them here as an employee, but also a recruiting tool. So people who are moving from out of state, out of Pella even, being able to have this benefit to our employees, that they have a place for their children to go, was kind of another neat opportunity, we thought. We also felt like it aligned with our four P's. We've always had people as one of our focus, and we thought this was an extension of our people focus, making sure that our employees feel comfortable and confident when they're at work because they know their children are taken care of. And then one of our biggest challenges at the time that we were worried about back in 2011 was the fact that we manufacture machines. We don't know how to run a child care center, and we were concerned about how we would be able to add that on to our core competency. So through research from a year or so, we really decided that it wasn't something we wanted to do, and we wanted it to be a third party. And so we met Bright Horizons. And I've been working with them for probably a year and a half now to really look at how this center is going to look like. And they're the experts in the field and not something that we really wanted to take on. So we partnered with them about a year and a half ago already.
Well, and Michelle, that's where you come in. Mm-hmm. With Bright Horizons. And tell us a little bit about Bright Horizons.
Bright Horizons was started about 30 years ago in Watertown, Massachusetts, and it's really the knitting together of legacy companies. We've acquired other child care centers throughout the country, so now we are in the United States and Canada and Puerto Rico, in Europe and India, and also in the Netherlands, so have a connection to the Dutch heritage of Pella as well. So Bright Horizons provides a variety of different services, primarily job-focused childcare. So we have children 6 weeks to 12 years old in the center, providing full-day care for the 6 weeks to five-year-olds, and then before and after school care and care during winter break, spring break, and then over summer. We have summer camp. So really able to take care of children. It's really convenient for families because children are just down the mile from them, so they can get off work and immediately be together with their family. It cuts down on that commute time before you get to your children, and also allows many of them to come over and have lunch with their children, come over for visits. They can come for parent-teacher conferences easily without taking away a lot of time from their work.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Mindy Vandenbosch and Michelle Butler about the Yellow Iron Academy. And why do I suspect that this is something where there's real education going on, where the kids are learning? I
mean, there
this is Vermeer.
Yep. Yeah. So
you're trying to build engineers.
Is Vermeer. Yeah, we do have a big focus on STEM. We actually, the very first day, had one of our school age kids making a baler out of pipe cleaners because that's what her mom makes at Vermeer, and so she wanted to make one too. So. We start curriculum right away in the infant classroom. So they're doing art projects, they're exploring different materials, learning about the world around them. So it transitions very easily and is very age appropriate as we go through each age group. So we, in the toddler classroom, they're starting to learn a lot of independent skills that they want to do things on their own and they want to be able to try things, exploring the world around them, developing their language, starting those pre-writing and pre-math skills. And then we start what we call early preschool in our two-year-old classroom. So we do have structured days and structured activities, but we also encourage children to explore things they're interested in. So you'll see child choice time, where teachers are looking at what activities are appropriate for children and sort of their next developmental level, but then also giving children the chance to explore those as quickly or as slowly as they might like. So some children want to play in blocks until they feel like they've mastered blocks. Some children want to play 5 minutes in every center, and that is okay because they're engaged and they're excited about their learning.
Well, and this isn't open only to Vermeer employees, is that right? It's open to the community.
Correct, yep. We probably designed it to be the benefit for Vermeer employees, but it is open to the community. And one of the things I was just looking back at my notes, too, to give a little, Michelle made the comment about it's close to where the parents are. We have a lot of employees who commute, and one of the demographics that we took into consideration when looking at this was we have employees from over 100 different communities, but over half of them are still within a 30-mile radius, I think, of Vermeer. And so to Michelle's point, you could leave your child in that community, or you could have that time together to drive to the center and home at the end of the day. And so, kids get sick during the day. It's a quicker response or a quicker trip for you to get to them. And so those are some of the other things we thought about, was that we have employees from a lot of different places. And so to have a center right down the mile from them, we thought would be a big benefit to have their children close by them.
Well, now, before this even airs, I'm getting this huge sigh of relief about the opportunity to have your kids in the same community, because a whole lot of us have had kids in a different community where we've had to commute, and that's a real, real problem. It's just worrisome. It sort of nags at you all day, but to be able to drop them off on your way to work and pick them up after work, mm-hmm. that's wonderful.
And another neat thing is both school systems will pick up and drop off. So if you do live a little ways out of town and you're not sure when the bus is coming, or it's too early or it's too late for when you have to be at work, you can drop them off here. They have breakfast. They get on the bus right here at the center.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Mindy Vandenbosch and Michelle Butler about the Yellow Iron Academy. And I presume top quality education using some of the best models from around the world.
Mm-hmm. So we use emergent curriculum. So teachers are constantly observing children, looking at what developmental levels they're at, what skills we want to work on with them to prepare them for the next age group. And then teachers design their lesson plans around that. So we're focusing on activities and interests that children have, but basing it on the skills and levels that they need to be reaching to get ready for that next age. So our preschool and kindergarten prep programs, which is for preschool is for 3-year-olds, and then kindergarten prep is for 4- and 5-year-olds. Those are quote-unquote real preschool programs. They prepare children for kindergarten. They're full-day programs, so children throughout the day are experiencing all of those math and science and language pieces that are so important to get ready for school. Instead of just having a short period of the day and then sort of having play the rest of the day, it's really built into everything that they're doing. Our goal is for children to feel like they're playing, but having education throughout all of it.
And do you have any special facilities, any special classrooms?
We do. So within our center, we have an art studio. So children can go and explore different materials, create different types of art in a space that's designed for that. We also have a movement matter zone, so they can go somewhere and do large motor activities, both structured and unstructured. So you might see children doing yoga. You might see them playing an indoor soccer game, especially in Iowa when sometimes it can be 100 degrees or 0 degrees. It's really nice to have those indoor spaces. It also is an F4 tornado shelter, so if we do have severe weather, the children at Yellow Iron Academy are some of the safest in Pella. So we also have an infant and toddler movement matter zone, which is a smaller space for those younger children. We have age-appropriate materials, pull-up bars for them as they're learning to stand and crawl and walk. And then we also have in the upper part of the silo is a science lab that I actually was just setting up today that includes microscopes and scales, real-life specimens of different types of rocks and bugs and bones, animals, all kinds of things that children can explore in a real-life science setting. So they wear science lab coats, they have science goggles, they are real scientists.
Wow.
Yes, we also serve meals family-style dining. So meals are brought to each classroom, and children sit down at the table all together. Just like I would like to say that I do at home, I sometimes think I eat more family-style dining at the center than I ever do in real life. But children sit down at the table together. They're working together with teachers to be passing and serving themselves. It helps them get excited about trying different foods when they feel like they get to choose it for themselves. It helps them understand things like portion control. It's all part of our well-aware curriculum that talks about healthy eating, getting enough rest, having physical activity, washing your hands, controlling germs, all of those pieces that help keep all of us really safe.
Well, and it's fun to talk about this, but what's going to be even better for the listeners, I suspect, is they can come out and see it soon.
Yes, we have our open house to the community next week, Friday the 19th. And at 6:30, we'll have a little speaking time. We've got the Lieutenant Governor here. The mayor will be speaking, some focus on how this runs parallel to some of the STEM initiatives we have at Vermeer. And then from 7 to 8 is an open house for the community to come and tour the facility. And this will be probably the only time that people can come in and get in the classrooms and see every part of the center, because there won't be children here.
Well, and STEM education has been something very important for Lieutenant Governor Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
That's why she's here.
Yes. Yep. Yep.
And so would you say those times again?
6:30 is when there'll be speakers, from 6:30 to 7, and then from 7 to 8 will be the open house.
Okay. Anybody in the community?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Will there be an opportunity to sign up, or are you close to
There's
full,
always
or?
An opportunity to sign okay. up. Yep, yep. We have open spots, I think, in a majority of the classrooms still.
Yep. Every age group.
Every age group. If we get to the point where we get full, we'll have waiting lists. But right now, we have open opportunities for children.
Well, I have a prediction.
That's going to go up.
Yeah, you're thinking that too, aren't
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I mean, what a great opportunity, I think.
Yeah.
yeah. I mean, this is a beautiful, large facility, but you're providing something that is seamless, you know, a seamless connection into a career, you know, in Vermeer or some other manufacturing or science or
mm-hmm.
anything.
Yep.
So what's the address if somebody needs to put it into their GPS?
Our address is 780 250th Avenue. So I just explained it. If you're coming from downtown Pella, you're going to go past the entire Vermeer Mile, turn left on 250th Avenue. It's the fourth barn on the right, just across from Lely. So if you know where the Founders Farm is on that intersection, we're the fourth barn.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and you know, what we're excited about is to have the community come out here. It is a little hidden off of the road, and primarily we've done a lot of the communication just internally at Vermeer, so it'll be a fun time to let everyone come out and see what it's about.
Thanks to Mindy Vandenbosch and Michelle Butler for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.